ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि। Was there a verse on the board from the 11th canto? I don't see. Yeah? Okay. Ready? In the glorification of Sankirtan, Kirtan Mela. We are asked to, the speakers these days, Bhagavatam speakers are asked to select a verse that glorifies the holy name. So here is one such verse. 11th canto, chapter 5th, text number 36. Kalim Sabha Jayantyarya Gunagya Sarabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Sarva Svartho Bhilabhyate Kalim Sabhaja Yantarya Gunagya Sarabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtane Naiva Sarva Svartho Bhilabhyate. Mother, a mother could say. Kali. Sabha Jayanti, they praise Arya, progressive souls. Gunagya, who know the true value of the age. Sarabhaginaha, who are able to pick out the essence. Yatra, in which Sankirtanena, by the congregational chanting of the holy names of Supreme Lord. Eva, merely. Sarva, all. Svartha, desired goals. Abhilabhyate are attained. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Right? This is 11th canto. Those who are actually advanced in knowledge are able to appreciate the essential value of this age of Kali. Haribol. Such enlightened persons worship Kali Yuga, because in this fallen age all perfections of life can easily be achieved by the performance of Sankirtan. And purport. Just the beginning. It's a long purport. It is stated here that among the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, Kali Yuga is actually the best, because in this age Lord mercifully distributes the highest perfection of consciousness, namely Krishna consciousness, very freely. The word Arya has been defined by Srila Prabhupada as one who is advancing spiritually. The nature of an advanced person is to search for the essence of life. For example, the essence of the material body is not the body itself, but spirit soul that is within the body. Therefore, an intelligent person gives more attention to the eternal spirit soul than to the temporary body. Similarly, although Kali Yuga is considered to be an ocean of contamination, there is also an ocean of good fortune in Kali Yuga. Namely, the Sankirtan movement. Good morning news. Otherwise everything is bad, but this is a good news. In other words, all of the degraded qualities of this age are completely counteracted by the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So in this section of Bhagavatam, Narada's teachings to Vasudeva, and within that there's a dialogue between King Nimi and, well, all the nine Yogendras are there, Munis are there. And King is asking kind of nine different set of questions to each one of those Munis present there. And when there was a turn, when he turned to Karbhajan Muni, he had set of questions. Kasmin kale sa bhagavan ki varnaha ki drasho dravi namna va kena vidhina pujyate tadiha uchyatam. Please tell me. Uchyatam. Please tell me. And please tell me here, iha. Right now and here. In which age, kasmin kale, kena vidhina, by what process, ravi pujyate, people worship the Lord, and namna, which, by which name he becomes known in each age, like that. And in response to this inquiry, Karbhajan Muni has gone through, okay, there comes Satya Yuga and then this incarnation, and next one, and next one, and then Kali Yuga. This is text of this chapter, text number 36, but just few verses earlier, the very famous statement by Karbhajan Muni, Krishna Varanam Krishna Akrishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. All the members, followers of the Sankirtan movement should know this verse, statement by, learn this by heart. Now he is talking. Lord appears in the age of Kali. What does he do? Krishna Varanam. And he is glorifying Krishna. Krishna appears, and what would he do? Krishna Varanam. Krishna Varanayati. Varanam is description. That Krishna will describe Krishna. That God will describe Krishna. That he will not be Krishna in color. He will not be, question also, which color, but which color they would be known by in each age, these incarnations. The Karbhajan Muni said, Krishna will appear, he will glorify Krishna, but he will be, oh Krishna. Means not blackish, so what? He'll be golden, whitish, golden complexion. Sangopangastra Parshadam, he appears, well, not just by himself, but with Anga, Upanga, Parshada, and all this whole set. And these are his astras and shastras, these are his weapons. Otherwise, you will be not carrying Sudarshan Chakra or bow and arrow or an axe. Or at the end of Kali, a cubic sword and like that. But this Sangopangastra Parshadam and Yajna Sankirtana Prayair Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. And Sumedhasa, people with brain stuff in there. Not only head looking like a head, but some substance inside. Brain tissues to understand the intricacies. They will worship Yajna Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti. Yajanti. He was asked, how will they worship Lord in each of those four ages? So Yajanti. They will worship Sumedha Saha Yajanti. The intelligent people will worship. How? Yajna. Performance of Yajna. But what kind of Sankirtan Yajna? Not just Yajna, immediately. And you don't have to worry about which Yajna is he talking about? Immediately, there's a. So there's no speculation or further interpretation and something else. It's taught. Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna Sankirtan Prayare Janti Hisunayina Saha. So here, there, we talked about the Lord who performs Sankirtan, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord is to be worshipped. How is to be worshipped? By performance of Sankirtan, Yajna, Lord is to be worshipped. When you chant it, yes. Yajnanam japa yajnosmi is also there. Of all the yajnas, Krishna said that in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Sankirtan yajna is that's myself. That yajna is me, non-different from me. Yajnanam apayajnosmi. And then, in this verse, Karmarjan Muni says, not only that, well, the Lord becomes worshipable by that performance of Sankirtan, but that age of Kali becomes worshipable. Kalim Sabhajayantya. Sabhajayanti. Kali, the age of Kali will be worshipped. Very special time. Good times are here. Worship these times. Take advantage of these good times. Very favorable times. The businessmen know. Good times, bad times, though. They begin their trade when there's a favorable time for their business. So this is for worshipping good times, favorable times. Gunagyaha, Aryaha, first of all, those who are civilized. Srila Prabhupada is one who is advancing spiritually is called Arya. Not just some rubber stamping Arya in India. There is an Arya Samaj, a society called Arya Samaj. And in fact, what they do all day or every day is swaha, 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 finished. Karma Kand. Jnana Kand Kevala. Vishera Bhand. They are drinking poison, although they think themselves to be. We are Aryas. We are. And they don't go beyond Vedas. Oh, Ved Bhagavan. And they don't even go to Gita or Bhagavata. Vedas are Apaurusheya. And these are. And these scriptures are given by. Vedas are given by Supreme Lord. Others are by other devotees or sages. So not that kind of Arya. So you don't have to be born in India to be Arya. Yeah, this is the definition. One is spiritually advanced, he is Arya. We are all Aryas assembled here. Riva. Brahmin not by birth. Guna karma yubhagashah. Not janma karma yubhagashah. Guna karma yubhagashah. By qualities. Yeah, so Tarabhagina, and those who know these sins, Tarabhagina, they will worship this age of Kali. And how will they worship? Or what is special about this Kali Yuga? Yatra means in that age of Kali. Why worship Kali? Yatra Sankirtanena Eva. And that is being translated as merely. Eva means not only, but mere. Mere means not much. All that you have to do is Sankirtan. And what is the outcome? What is the benefit? Sarva Swartha Abhilabhyate. Not only is some part of swa-artha, swa that is us, and artha, something that is meaningful, useful, or desired goals. where it is a spiritually refined persons are being talked about, so certainly their desires are also, you know, pure desires, purified desires. Kamo, sarva kamo, moksha kamo, udaradhi, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purusham param. There you say, okay, even if you have all desires, are your desire for liberation fine, or you have no desires, worship. Tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purusham param. Worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, how is Lord worshipped in this age of Kali? Kirtanena eva. Only or merely, you know. And by doing so, sarvasvartho abhilabhyate. And everything is achieved. Haribol. Haribol. Now this Kali Yuga becomes otherwise, you know, we all know, we have very good or first-hand experience of this age of Kali, as we are getting slapped and kicked. So much, that is why when we get up, the first thing that comes out of the mouth of the Hare Krishna is samsara dava. This describes it all. Samsara dava, nalalira loka. The present day situation is described just in one line. Samsara davana. This world is davana, is on a fire. Getting burnt. What is the news? That also. Well, that happens more in this age of Kali. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Yaksha in Mahabharata some many questions. Kimashcharyam, what is the most wonderful thing? That is one of those questions that many of you probably know. But he also, what is the news? Kavartaha, what is the news? And he said, news in this age of Kali, or all the ages in fact, is this whole universe is like a big pot, and this tapatraya, tap means also heat, tapatraya, there's a heat caused by adidevikadi bhautik adhyatmik miseries. And all the living entities are in this pot, are being cooked, are defried. And there's three tapatrayas also there, and from the top there's a sun rays are there, and they're all being boiled and defried. If you're asking for what is the news, this is the news. This is the news. Yudhishthira Maharaj said this. Mahabharata, this is the news. Kalir dosa nidhai rajanasti eko mahan gunaha. So, Sukadeva Goswami, in this part of Bhagavatam here, it does describe the symptoms of this age of Kali. And he has few chapters, he's talking this defect, this flaw after flaw after flaw. And then he says, okay, I better, just to cut the long story short, then he says, Kalir dosha nidhi rajan. This age of Kali is dosha nidhi. It is full of faults. But, yes, why, what is that? But, means he's going to change the topic or something different. Kintu prabhurya kintu, but. So what is that? Kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangaha param brajit. Kirtanat Eva, again, Eva is there. As Eva is used here, in this verse, Kirtanena Eva, so there also says. As Harir Nama Eva, Hari Nama Eva, Harir Nama Eva, only, merely, only. Kalir Dosh Nijan, I know. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya. And again, not just any kirtan, any name. Krishnasya kirtan. Not Tali kirtan, Dumka kirtan, this kirtan, that kirtan. You're committing offenses against the holy name. One of the second offense. No. Krishnasya mukta sangaha param vrajet. That person will be freed from, he'll be mukta, he'll become mukta from mukta sangaha. Sangha means attachment. Attachment to this world. Jayato vishayan pumsam sangaste shupajayate. And this world, as we wander, as we contemplate on this and that, immediately first product, first outcome is sangha. Sangasteshu upajayate. You develop attachment and many more things to follow. Shadviru. So here it says Sangasteshu upajayate. Sangasanjayate kama. No, I'm not going back there. Yeah? Kirtanadeva Krishna, Mukta Sangha, okay, Mukta Sangha Parambhaja. One becomes Mukta, free from the Sangha of this world. And when he gets into Sadhu Sangha, or Krishna Sangha, Mayapur Sangha, is called Leadership Sangha. These are all the right, positive, constitutional, eternal sanghas. You cannot be free from sangha. Only difference is whether this one or that one. Take a pick. So sanghas, attachment must be there. Being attached to this material world and the body, not knowing the essence of the body, as it says, sarabhagina. Those who know the essence, they worship this age of Kali. The essence of this body, the purport says, there's a soul. And then there's a supreme soul. And we have to be attached to their supreme soul, getting attached to the supreme soul. And that is called yoga, bhakti yoga, and that is a perfection. Gauranga. 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 The Lord appeared. Time and tide waits for none. It's moving. It's already there. I wish I had so many mouths to speak in a short time. I have but one. Brahma should be cursed. Just see, he has only given one mouth. During prasadam also we feel, I wish I had so many mouths. But at least I have bigger eyes than my stomach. That's a good thing. I have bigger eyes than my stomach. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his appearance, his presence in this age of Kali makes all the difference. The reason this age of Kali becomes worshipable. Well, there's one more thought, in fact, I should be adding, which is not my thought, but Karabhajan Muni has said that Even the Kratadishu Praja Rajan, even the residents of the previous ages, Satya Yuga and Dwapara, and they pray, oh please, could we Kalau Kalu Bhavishanti, could we appear in the age of Kali? They stand in a queue, they offer these prayers, this is their heart's desire. We want to be born in the age of Kali, especially after Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, and then Srila Prabhupada appears, and then there is a Sankirtan movement, things are moving then. Then we want to appear. So the citizens of previous ages also have special prayer for advent, their advent, their appearance, their birth in the age of Kali. Narayana Parayana Bhavishyanti. I mean, this is the good news part, that there is every hope and arrangement that in this age of Kali, devotees who dedicate their lives to the service of Lord Narayan, will be plenty of them here in this age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada, I just was reading one letter, and he was writing to his disciple, and he said, actually you are all born. He addressed letter to one devotee, but then he was addressing all those who were devotees during Prabhupada days, and this could be applicable to all those who are assembled here or wherever they are right now. You're all born to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Prabhupada took that way. You are born. You're born to spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world. And then, well, I was talking of letters. Not letter, this is a purport. Another purport. Fifth canto, Prabhupada writes. Therefore, this, meaning this Mayapur, is the best among all the places in the universe. The Krishna consciousness movement has established its center in Mayapur, birth site of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give man the opportunity to go there and perform a constant spiritual festival of Sankirtan Yajna. Yeah, we have center in Mayapur now. Oh, you all come. Shraddhavana jana hai, Shraddhavana jan. Same mood. Shraddha, oh, faithful people. His announcement, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making this announcement. Pati yati nama hatta jivera karan. Nityananda Mahajan has opened the marketplace of the holy name. Please come. And get the product, do the shopping. What price? What are the prices? Shraddhavana jane. That's all it takes. Shraddhavana jane, Shraddhavana jane. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this age of Kali, not far from here. How far away from here? Next door. Few hundred meters away. You're not even half kilometer away. Lord appeared 520 8 years ago, on Gaura Purnima day, he appeared. And with his advent, the age of Kali became worshipable as Mahaprabhu performed Sankirtan all over, everywhere. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhage Vijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Samuha Laya Sathe Gelo Nagara Braje. He would gather his devotees, and that Vijamani, the topmost Brahmin Vaishnava, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing that role. And he would gather and perform Sankirtan. Thathai thathai baje lakho ghana ghana kahe jhanje riro. Mridanga, hand cymbals. Preme dhala dhala sonar anga charane nupura baje. And his golden form. Ajanu lambita bhujo sankirtanai kapitaro karuna avataro, that Lord. Vande jagat priya karo karuna avataro. He is dancing with tinkling, jingling bells around his ankles. Nupura bhaje. And he danced and danced and chanted and danced. He performed that sankirtan. And come on, join, come on, run, come on. Well, he did that in Jharkhand forest also. Where he would perform, there was, because his mercy is causeless mercy, sthana sthana nahi vichar, patra apatra nahi vichar, where to perform, where not to perform. No consider, anywhere, everywhere, even in the forest. He performed the sankirtan and the animal joined. The birds were joining. Some tigers were still sleeping. The Lord said, get up. One tiger from opening eyes, well, get up. Immediately jump and begin singing. There is also a deer next to the tiger, rubbing shoulders and walking with a great pride and singing and dancing. And Mahaprabhu noticed after some time during that Sankirtan procession, the tiger and deer, they were embracing. Hari Hari Bol. That was the first scene. Next scene was tiger and deer, they were kissing each other. And Mahaprabhu, he was on the way to Vrindavan, halfway through Jharkhand forest. Mahaprabhu's thoughts were, oh, Vrindavan Dham Ki! This is Vrindavan. I have reached Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the place where Krishna Varanam Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna is talked about, Krishna is described, his glories are sung without no envy, no hatred. When animals forgot, they were born enemies of each other, but no enmity, no, just chanting and dancing and appreciating, embracing. That's the mood. That's the mood of the Sankirtan movement. Then we could say, oh, Mahaprabhu also, we would like Mahaprabhu to say, well, that was Jharkhand forest and here is already Mayapur. But as we perform Sankirtan and Lord is so much pleased with our spirits, no envy, of course, he has Shatranadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtan, constant kirtan is possible. Oh, constant kirtan means you have become eligible to return to Krishna's abode. Because what goes on there is nothing different. Kirtani Sada Hari is all that they do in the spiritual sky, in the spiritual world. So here we practice sadhana, and then somehow praying, some, we are liking to chant and dance, and so becoming eligible. And this is worshipping the holy name, and this Kirtani Sadahari, Amanina Manadena part is there. So not only Lord likes His devotees to be loved and served and worshipped by us. Oh, I only love the Lord. The Lord says, you are third class. You know, but my Lord, I love and serve devotee of your devotee of... Oh, then you are my devotee. This is Lord's. Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Ranamare, Jijana Gauranga Bhaje, Saihaya Mara Pranare. This is also the mood of the Sankirtan movement. Bhaja Gauranga, okay, worship Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga Ranam, and all that. Chant the names of Gauranga, Gauranga, which is not different from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare
Jana Gauranga Bhaje. Jai Jana, those people, devotees, Jai Jana Gauranga Bhaje, say Hai Amar Pran. They are my life. So, they are my goal, they are my masters. I serve them also, I worship them. So both the Lord and Lord's devotees are to be worshipped, to be served. And this way, no offenses committed. This is a positive way of saying, no offense. Committing offenses against the offending Vaishnavas is an offense. So, number one, when we get lots of opportunity to commit offenses. Serve and love. The Srila Prabhupada gave us this Mayapur festival. He gave us Gauranga, He gave us Dham, revealed this Dham unto us, and invited the whole world, starting from 72, and year after year after year. Only Bhajan Kutir in 72, and then 73, Lotus Building, and then 75, 76, long building, if you know, called Chakra, right? Chakra building, longest building in Bengal, they were saying one time. And then some more buildings, and this temple, and then more buildings, and now Devo VPK. And temples are already getting packed. The thought was, this is not a crowd, this is assembly of devotees. Too much crowd. This is, should not be the mood. Crowd. It's not a crowd. This is, devotees have congregated, assembled for the festival. Crowd is, you find in Bengali market. Or Chandni Chowk has a crowd. is undesirable people. It's crowd. It's too much crowded here. But this is assembly of association of devotees. More the merrier. More devotees, happy devotees. This is it's one of the slogans of GBCs. More devotees, happy devotees. Well, KOVP is also here. So this is not big enough. We are seeing ocean of devotees here, but not big enough temple. So every temple was not big enough. That Kutir was not big enough, and then Lotus building was not big enough. And they were Srila Prabhupada, this is Radha Madhav facing that way. That was part of the temple, small. But this exhibit, that was a temple hall with this Chaitanya exhibit inside. And expanded, made four times bigger, then it became full. And when we hear that temple is going to accommodate 10,000 devotees. But for how long? Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was saying, oh, now this year we have 10,000 devotees already. And then he was thinking, do not think, he was saying, Maharaj, that now onwards, every year there will be 10,000 devotees. And more. Yeah, so bigger temple is getting bigger because the movement is spreading and more devotees are coming. These are Mecca, right? Mayapur. All Muslims, they must go to Mayapur, to Mecca. They'll come one day. So all followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must come to Mayapur. So they are coming. Russians are coming. Everyone is coming. And so you're all welcomed. And I also like to greet each one of you present here. And I have otherwise no opportunity, but I have microphones, I could greet and welcome all of you. And have a good time. Are you having a good time with the Kirtan Mela? How many of you have come for Kirtan Mela? Yes, everybody. How many of you have come for the 10th anniversary of Rapanjatattva installation? Same party. And how many of you have come for the Silver Jubilee, 25th anniversary of Parikrama? Few less. So you are welcome and enjoy this festival. Guru Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Panchatattva ki jai, Radha Madhava ki jai, Narasimha Bhagavan ki jai, Gaurabhagavan. Ha ha ha.